Welcome to Saturday Night Country, or welcome back if you've been with us on ABC Local Radio, or ABC Country Online and Digital Radio. I'm Felicity Urquhart. We're looking ahead on the show. Multi-award winner Wayne Horsburgh joins us down at the local. He's got a tribute to Marty Robbins, so we're in for a bit of a Marty Robbins treat this hour. Now, Wayne's career has spanned over 21 album releases. This might make it 22, actually. We'll have to check that with Wayne. He's toured internationally, been nominated for numerous awards, but one that was particularly pretty special was the Moe Award Australian Show Business Ambassador of the Year nomination, alongside people like Barry Humphries, Dame Edna, Hugh Jackman, Kylie Minogue, James Morrison and Keith Urban. We're pretty proud of Wayne Horsburgh, and after 25 years of performing in the US, well, Wayne has really been a trailblazer for other artists, Australian artists in particular, making, a path for us, other Aussies who head over there to perform. And he's back home though in Australia. He moved back to Australia last year, and he's about to hit the seas with a country music cruise with some good mates. We'll chat about that. But with his guitar in hand, we'll hear the unique voice of Wayne Horsburgh at this hour when we head down to the local. What a treat we're in for. Well, I see him. The guitar is there. It's good news. We are heading down to the local with Wayne Horsburgh, and we will hear some live music in just a moment. But to take us up to it, let's get in the Marty Robbins feel of the night. The new release from Wayne is a salute to Marty Robbins. So before we actually say g'day to Wayne Horsburgh, let's just hear a track from the new album. And this is going to be which one to pick. I think I'm going to go with Big Iron. Here it is from Wayne Horsburgh and then the man himself.
To the town of Alfria rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip, for the stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw, loose and running, came the whisper from each lip, and he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 1 and 19 more. 1 and 19 more. Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. 'Twas an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead, and he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red. After Texas Red. Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death. About to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas red and not cleat leather, for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly, with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment, and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Big iron, big iron. When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
That's the sound of Wayne Horsburgh paying tribute to Marty Robbins, and the brand new album is called A Salute to Marty Robbins. But I would like to salute the man himself, Wayne Horsburgh, right now as we head down to the local, and I say, g'day, Wayne.
G'day, Felicity. Great to see you again, and good to be in here at the studio. Well, this is fun. I'm so pleased to be asked. That's
it's
great.
So nice to see you. I mean, we didn't get a chance to actually see each other in Tamworth, even though I knew you were there working.
Well, I always know you're there too. It's always crazy up there. There's so much on, so many people to see, and you just can't fit everything in. So
it is difficult.
Certainly understand.
The social element does seem to, you know, gravitate around what shows you're involved with and where you're at. And sometimes, some nights, you just end up feeling quite exhausted, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And when it's hot, which it usually is during the festival, it wears you out.
But it does. But we can't complain. This has been a hot week.
Yes.
This one now.
Definitely.
Definitely turning it on for us. But the country is crazy with weather at the moment, isn't it? It's all up and down. I can't work it out, Wayne.
Yep. Even all over the world. So.
Yeah, it's definitely, and you would know, you've travelled around the world, but it's nice to have you back home. You've actually packed everything up from the States, and you're permanent now back home in Australia.
That's right. Yeah, it's been great, though, Felicity. Like, 25 years I've been going backwards and forwards. I first went over in 84 for a holiday. Just loved the place. So I've always wanted to be a singing cowboy, if you like, ever since I was a little kid on the farm. And got to visit the States, got to go to Nashville and New York and Disneyland, did all sorts of places.
As a tourist.
Yeah. But, of course, every once in a while I might see a guitar and pick it up and sing a song, and the people sort of enjoyed what I did. So I started going back, and then I got on the cruise ships, Alaska, Caribbean, and then, of course, the big festival in Wisconsin was a major breakthrough. We can talk about that a little bit later. But it was good, so it's gone on from there. But anyway, I've done everything I wanted to do over the last 25 years and just decided it's time to head back home to Australia, because, I mean, I love Australia. And I just, you know, as we say, I'll still call Australia home. Mm. I always will. And of course, my family, everyone's still here.
And you had all through that, the tripping over to the States. I mean, you would go there and then come back and perform here, and we would catch up. And
that's right. I was only gone for 6 or 7 months every year, so it wasn't
the cold months, wasn't it?
Yeah, the cold months in Australia, but I had the heat of the American summer. So virtually, I've had, if you like, nice weather for at least 20-odd years. You know, so
that's why you've kept this great complexion all this time.
Oh,
see?
thank you very much. Yes,
yeah. You've lived the perfect life, as far as I'm concerned. Visiting to, you know, my favourite places to go, and you really did, blaze a trail for a lot of artists like myself that go over there to play and to songwrite and do that. And did you feel that when you first started opening doors?
Well, probably not at first. I was opening doors for Wayne Horsburgh, really. And my main thing, I didn't go over there to get a recording contract or hit the big time. I went over there to perform when I got serious about it. And that was the thing. I lived in Nashville for quite a few years, and I wasn't there knocking on doors. I was chasing jobs, you know, to actually perform. So, if you like, the live performance has always been my main thing. Mm. And of course, I have recorded a lot of albums over the years, but I did get to do two CDs in Nashville back in 94 and 96. So that was fantastic. We had Doug Jerningham on pedal steel guitar from the Grand Ole Opry, and it was great. So that was a good thrill, a real experience to do that.
Now, Wayne, I did say earlier on in the intro tonight that there's something like 21 albums. Maybe we're up to 22. Now, put me straight. How many albums has there been?
Well, it's I think it's 24, if I'm counting right. I've actually even typed out a what we call a discography and gave you there.
That's so a huge list.
It's a lot. So I've been recording since 1976. That was a single. I'd even brought it in
you
to show you.
Show, we've got show and tell in the studio.
It was the Green Green Grass of Home on one side, and All I Have to Do Is Dream, the Everly Brothers one, on the other side. And that was recorded, Shepherd, in 1976. And then I did an EP in 1977, which I took on the Buddy Williams tour in 1978.
Wow.
And a lot of the kids out in the outback bought that EP $2 ago, and they threw the cover away and used the single as frisbees. But anyway, I sold them, so that was the main thing.
Well, I love the photo on that. I mean, you haven't changed a great deal. You can just see that that's you, Wayne, and I think it's a testament to you to have this wonderful career that has spanned so many years, and you still love it and you still sound great. So I think we are going to talk about why you've chosen to do this Marty Robbins tribute. But let's hear a live song and then have a chat about the reasons why. So over to you.
All right. We might do, what about a white sport coat, a pink carnation? Can we do that
we
one?
We love it.
All right. Then
over to Wayne Horsburgh.
One of the Marty favourites.
A white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm all dressed up for the dance. A white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm all alone in romance. Once you told me long ago, to the prom with me you'd go. Now you change your mind, it seems. Someone else will hold my dreams. A white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm in a blue, blue mood. A white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm all dressed up for the dance. A white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm all alone in romance. Once you told me long ago, to the prom with me you'd go. Now you change your mind, it seems. Someone else will hold my dreams. A white sport coat and a pink carnation. I'm in a blue, blue mood.
We're down at the local tonight with Wayne Horsburgh. The undeniable sounds of that wonderful voice, Wayne, that there's no one else that sounds like you, even when you're doing a Marty Robbins tribute album.
Well, thank you. And that's one thing that a few people have said. I did the Marty Robbins tribute singing it like Wayne Horsburgh sings the song. So I didn't, because Marty's got that real, I'm not saying nasally sound, but it's like, a white sport coat.
Yes.
It's very, a lot of air coming through there.
So you could do it if you wanted to.
I could do it if I wanted to, but I thought, no, I just sang it as Wayne does them. And
that's what
so
we like.
That's the reason.
The
so.
Wayne Horsburgh stamp. Now, why the reason of choosing
Marty
Robbins?
Well, I think, as you probably know, and a lot of folks listening would know that I'd sing a lot of the Slim Whitman songs too. I've always loved the yodeling and been a real fan of people like Slim Whitman and Frank Ifield and all those yodelers, you know.
Not many people do it these days.
No, the yodeling is pretty rare.
A dying art, would you say?
Oh, absolutely. It really is. So if you like, over my early years, two of the biggest artists I saw perform live happened to be Slim Whitman, I think 1973, 74 sometime.
Wow.
And then Marty Robbins, just two or three years later. And
in
made
Australia?
Such an impression. In Australia, yeah, Marty was at Marupna in Shepparton.
In
and
there you
near
go.
Shepparton there. And Slim Whitman was actually at the Tamworth Town Hall the middle of the year, back around 1973, 74 there.
Amazing.
But they come out in their beautiful suits, dress up immaculately, which, as you probably know, I've always dressed
That's
up. Always dressed
what
up.
You do, yeah.
But just love their music. But Marty was a real showman, and just as the years have gone by, I've recorded a few of Marty's songs, and decided, you know, people love. They get more and more requests for them. I thought I'll do a salute to Marty, as I did a salute to Slim Whitman just a few years ago. Mm. So I think this is going to be a very popular album. And over the years, it's almost been themed albums that I've done, because I've done a couple of gospel albums, and I was on a polka album in America, and I've done Hawaiian albums, Songs of the Islands, yep. And there's been a couple of yodeling albums. So they've all had certain themes, if you like. And I've never been looking for that recording contract or hit song. I've just performed.
Does that, you've been given some wonderful accolades and awards through your career, particularly performing awards, but, I've noticed that something like the Golden Guitar Awards, does that ever, do you ever feel a little bit snubbed or, I don't know, disillusioned by that side of the industry when you work so hard and have been so patriotic to the Australian country music scene?
Yes and no, but the thing is, I haven't really entered, even put a submission in for the Gold Guitar since about 1984, 85, when I did the LP with Denise Morrison.
So you decided, no, that's it, I'll stop it. Doing that.
All the, there's all the, if we like, the political side and lots of things and, you know, lots of recording contracts and a lot of people have gone on to bigger and better things. I've just been happy to perform and put out my own albums. Well, now I'm in the situation where I have Rotation Records, as it's my own company, look after my own distribution, and it's all in my control, and I'm actually enjoying that, to be honest.
And you've maintained this wonderful career all this time, and other people you've seen come and go, no doubt.
Oh, yes,
Wayne.
There's been a lot of people that have come and gone, and others have gone on to super-duper, you know, big heights, people like Keith Urban, you know. Used to see Keith in Nashville when he was virtually struggling, if you like, mowing lawns and things, you know, and he's just gone on to super things, which is wonderful. And it's been great, and I'm enjoying performing, and the awards I've won have been for the excellence in live performance. So five Mo Awards over the years, a couple of ACE Awards. In fact, the ACE Awards are coming up again very shortly, and so are the Mo's. And I know I'm already a finalist in the ACE Awards for male country performer.
Congratulations. So, what's the date of the ACE Awards to be announced?
That's a good question. But
I think it's March.
Yes,
it is
yes.
March.
I just haven't got it in front of me.
Well, and neither do I. It's somewhere in the file system.
That's right.
We look around the studio. Joining me tonight down at the local is the lovely Wayne Horsburgh. And it's so nice to actually get this opportunity, because we spoke about it the last time we did a show together, was a fundraiser too for the Fred Hollows Foundation.
That's right.
And I said we must have you in, and you mentioned you were going on this wonderful cruise that's coming up with some good friends of ours, Adam Harvey and also Becky Cole, and it's going to be amazing, and you're heading off literally in days' time.
It's the 20th of February. It'd be fantastic. We did it this last February and with the Howie brothers from Melbourne backing us, and we virtually take our own group with us, as in our own fans and friends. We had nearly 200 last year.
Fantastic.
I think this time it's about 150 or so going with us. And unfortunately, Laura Downing can't go now. Just got some illness at the moment. But Karina Cordwell has come to the rescue and is going to come in. So there's going to be two yodelers on that ship. So
it's
going to be interesting.
Yes, I haven't heard of Karina Cordwell for years. What's she been up to?
I haven't either. So it's going to be very interesting, because her and I did a lot of shows together when she was really, really young. Oh, I was younger too. But I haven't seen her work for a long time. So I'm looking forward to catching up with Karina.
Well, that's lovely of Karina to step into. And Laura, we hope that things are okay, and you'll be missed, but
sadly missed. Yes,
lovely to have Karina back in the force, and with Becky Cole and Adam Harvey, it's going to be.
Well, that's going to be a
fun. It's going to be a fun cruise,
yes.
And is it too late for anyone to?
Yes, it's booked out.
Booked
now.
Out and
yes,
done.
It
so
is, and there's a waiting list. So
there you go.
But we'll have fun, and we go across to New Zealand. Of course, that's what we're getting up. We go to Bay of Islands and Auckland and all around, and then back to Australia. So it's
sounds wonderful.
And we just look after them. Their concerts are exclusive for the people we take with us. So,
The fans are in for a treat, and we are in for a treat right now on Saturday Night Country. We're going to hear something else live from Wayne Horsburgh from the Marty Robbins Salute, the tribute album, which is a salute to Marty. And what shall we hear? Because there's a bit of information about Marty Robbins that I didn't know. He had a TV show, And thanks to Little Jimmy Dickens, who made a guest appearance on his TV show, then Little Jimmy Dickens was the man who first got him his record deal.
Yeah, well, I think that's correct. I mean, it's just wonderful the career he had, but it was all these hit songs, and he died
at
when he was only 57.
Late 50s, that's
I'm
terrible.
I'm 55 already and soon be 56, so
how
about that? You
yes,
know? So,
let's not...
But Marty's... I watched some footage of Marty Robbins today from 1981, a live concert somewhere in America, and I just sat there fascinated. What a showman. So.
A great performer.
Yes, yeah, so terrific. So,
well,
yeah.
You don't look anything like that age.
thank you.
So let's hear Wayne Horsburgh right now. And
right. What about Devil Woman? Can we do that one?
Let's do it.
All
here
right.
He is.
Oh, I told Mary about us. I told her about a great sin. Mary cried and forgave me. Mary took me back again. Said if I wanted my freedom, well, I could be free evermore. But I don't want to be, and I don't want to see Mary cry anymore. Oh, devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be. Just leave me alone, I want to. Mary is waiting and weeping down in our shack by the sea. Even after I've hurt her, Mary's still in love with me. The devil woman, it's over, trapped no more by your charms. I don't want to stay, I want to get away. Woman, let go of my arms. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be. Leave me alone, I want to go home. Now, devil woman, you're evil, like the dark coral reef, like the winds that bring high tide. You bring sorrow and grief. You made me ashamed to face Mary. I barely had the strength to tell. Skies are not so black. Mary took me back. Mary has broken your spell. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let go of me. Devil woman, let me be. Just leave me alone, I want to go home. So running along by the seashore, running as fast as I can. Even the seagulls are happy, glad I'm coming home again. Never again will I ever cause another tear to fall. Down the beach I see what belongs to me, the one I want most of all. Oh, devil woman, devil woman, let go me. Devil woman, let me be. Leave me alone, I want to go home.
Wayne Horsburgh on Saturday Night Country with Devil Woman. I'm sure you were singing along to that because I was realizing that it was coming out loud sometimes for me. So I hope that didn't put you off, Wayne.
It was beautiful. It was lovely. We've done shows, a lot of shows together over the earlier years especially. So
most definitely. When you were home, and I remember asking many times backstage, how do you keep your voice in good working order? What are the tricks and all of that sort of stuff? And
that's right.
And working with bands and different musos around the traps. I learned a lot of things from you.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for sharing.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. I've always admired your work. So,
Wayne, thank you. Well, the feeling is mutual. And there's some amazing people that you have worked with. I mean, we look at the list, people like Emmylou Harris, Ricky Van Shelton, Freddie Fender, back in the late 80s when you first played at Wisconsin at the Hodag Festival.
That's right.
That was big news, wasn't it?
That was big. That's probably one of the most major things that ever happened for me. really. 1989, yeah. Rhinelander is right up in northern Wisconsin there. And it really came about by writing to this festival up there, and they wrote back. A friend of ours, Alan Clement, actually.
With helped, a letter?
With a letter. And they happened to say, yes, we'd love to have you. Now, I really must admit, if I can just very quickly tell you that story, decided to go, so we got the airfare together, and a couple of other record people came with us from the record company. Flew over, didn't have any idea how big the festival was. Wasn't until we actually got to Minneapolis, St. Paul, got picked up from there, and were driving across through to Wisconsin, and the people that picked us up said, "Oh, by the way, here's the program for the festival."
And then
so
saw,
I'm thinking I'm on a hay back of a you know a cart with a hay bale or something, and singing to a few hundred people. And the list was, like you said, Emmylou Harris, yeah, the Oak Ridge Boys, Freddie Fender, Ricky Van Shelton. I was just knocked out. But that my show that particular time was, I don't know, it went over so well. It was a standing ovation from the entire crowd of up to 30,000.
Wow.
Stood to their feet and just loved it.
What a lovely memory.
So I've done it eight times since. So it's nine times. And I introduced Garth Brooks on stage there, one of the shows. The Statler Brothers have been on it. Everybody you can think of. I could drop names. It's been really wonderful to have been involved with that. And
is
all the state fairs, county fairs.
Is that particular one, though, in Hodag Country Festival still running?
I'm still going, yes. Now, the
people
that ran it have passed away, and now their family are running it too. So, no, it's a huge festival in
Wisconsin. So,
did
you get
Wisconsin.
Good mates with the family, did you?
Very good friends. And
there's not too many Aussies that can say that. Have you been the only Australian to perform on that festival?
No. One time Terry Gordon took a trip over, and he took young Adam, over there one time.
As in Adam Harvey.
Yes, and they got to do a few songs on the festival. And even the people that owned the festival came to Tamworth one time. And I think Terry got talking to them there too. So that's how that came about. So, and apart, I think Keith has done it, but it is a great festival, and just to work on the bill with so many of those great acts.
Amazing.
And they've all been such nice people, you know, lovely to get to know. And they appreciated what I did, because I'm different with the yodeling and the Australian thing, and Slim Whitman mixed in, and I'm a real...
A mixed show bag. You never know what you're going to get with Wayne Horsford on Saturday Night Country, but guaranteed of some quality, that's all I can say. Definitely. And a great show. And the fans that you've had over the years, throughout your entire career, they have stayed with you from the start, haven't they?
Devoted. I've got quite a big fan club here in Australia. I've got one in New Zealand, and I've got the one in the USA. So it's a lot of work to keep those three fan clubs going. But, yeah, especially here in Australia, it's been great. I've got people that have been part of the fan club for 35 years.
Since that first release you've got there on the bench in
76,
did you say?
Yes, so it's been wonderful. Yeah, it really has.
I take my hat off to you, Wayne Horsburgh, and you are the real deal. The same bloke you see backstage is the same guy out on the front of the stage. And was that something that you learned from your family? Do you take after your parents? Or are there many siblings in your family, Wayne?
Well, there's the three of us kids. I'm the youngest. My brother lives in Perth, Ross. And,
g'day, Ross.
And Dawn's in Melbourne.
Hello, Dawn.
Yeah, so and we were brought up on a farm near Benalla in Victoria. There, just out of town a little bit, near Swanpool and Lima. But Mum and Dad didn't know anything about the music business, so Dad always said, before I was able to get my driver's license, he said, "I'll take you to wherever you need to go, and you do whatever you do, and I'll make sure you get back home. Yeah, so while Mum was home milking the cows. So, yeah, so they never had any involvement, if you like, as far as pushing me. They weren't pushy showbiz parents. No. I've done it all, if you like, myself.
But they were supportive nonetheless.
Oh, very supportive, yes. And when I said I was going to move to Sydney in 1979, leave Victoria, leave the farm.
How did that go down?
Oh, not real well, but Dad sold the farm. He said, "If you're going to Sydney, I'll sell the farm."
Really?
So he did, yes. So anyway, I've loved especially the Sydney clubs. It's been great, and I've worked all over Australia too, but working the Sydney clubs has been an incredible experience, because you learn to work with backing bands and orchestras and smaller bands, and have your music charts and
work with all these different audiences more than anything.
And I was able to go to England as a result. I've been in England quite a few times since, you know, with help of people like Frank Ifield, but work with bands in England, you know, work with bands in America, New Zealand. So it's good. I love being on stage and being out the front, you know.
We love that we get the opportunity to have you back home, though, more importantly at the moment, Wayne Horsburgh, who has packed his bags from the States and is back here to stay. You'll still visit over there when things occur. And
a lot of friends over there, a lot of friends and fans, so I'll get back over to visit from time to time, that's for sure. So yeah, I won't ever forget them.
But they know that you've moved back
home.
Oh,
yes. I've done all the farewells and everything, the farewells, all the tears and everything, all the presents, and even my cowboy boots. Not that I've got them on right now, but they even took up a collection in the front row at one of my last shows, and they said, we want to buy you something. And I said, well, I need a new pair of cowboy boots.
And they did.
And they raked up the money.
Oh, isn't that
sweet? I went and bought them the next day and put them in my suitcase.
How lovely.
So that was nice.
Well, that's special fans. We have people listening in online too on Saturday Night Country at abc.net.au/snc from right around the world. So if your friends, your fans from the States, internationally or in Europe, cheerio to you all. And we are going to play a track right now from the album, which is produced too, we must give him a rap, by a good mate Bob Howe. I know you've worked with Bob for years, haven't you?
Many, many times, and he's produced quite a few of my albums, and another mate of mine, Greg Hooper, who I'm working with on Monday, is playing on one of the tracks or a few of the tracks there, and Greg's played on a lot of my recordings. But no, Bob's just wonderful and great to work with, a great talent, and
nice
so
fella.
I really appreciate Bob, we all do.
And I see you've got Michael Vidal, you've got Tommy Grasso as well, and I haven't seen Tommy for years, but a lovely pedal steel player is Tommy.
Wonderful.
So
he's one of the best, absolutely.
Nice team you've got there together. Wayne, we will play right now and say cheerio with, I think we should play El Paso. And if people are wanting to catch up with you after the tour, are there some dates where you're appearing locally then around the traps, or we keep an eye on the website?
Keep an eye on the website. That's what I'm just going to say. That's the easiest because it changes. It can change. Yeah. So it's www.WayneHorsburgh, HORSBURGH, like Edinburgh. It's a trick. Yeah. WayneHorsburgh.com. So if you put Wayne Horsburgh in the search engine, you'll find it. So WayneHorsburgh.com, and have a look on the news page, and up the top, click onto the gigs, and Bob is my webmaster, so he keeps it as up to date as possible for me.
He does everything. Bob Howe, the producer, the webmaster. He's pretty handy, a good friend to have, isn't he?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in, Wayne.
You're very welcome.
And have a wonderful time on the cruise. I hope that the seas aren't very rough and they're beautiful and smooth out there. And we are going to go out with El Paso. I think that's fitting. What do you think?
Fantastic. Thank you, Felicity. Great to be with you.
Lovely to see you, Wayne Horsburgh.
Thanks a lot.
Here it is. Sing along now. Come on. I will.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for the Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Just for a moment I stood there in silence, shocked by the foul evil deed I had done. Many thoughts raced through my mind as I stood there. I had but one chance, and that was to run. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. I caught a good one, it looked like it could run, up on its back and away I did ride. Just as fast as I could from the West Texas town of El Paso, out to the badlands of New Mexico.
Back in El Paso, my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left ride a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for Felina is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest. From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina, goodbye.
What a sweet sound there from Wayne Horsburgh, the salute to Marty Robbins, and that was, of course, El Paso. On Saturday Night Country, we do have a few SMS messages too. Hello to David out there sending a cheerio. We have a g'day to Nigel as well, and he wants us to send a cheerio to Matthew, your mate who's been in hospital this week. That's no good. We hope you're feeling better. And also Greg, g'day Greg. We don't have news about the song for raising money from the floods yet. From the Golden Guitar Awards, but I'll keep that information to you as it comes to me. As soon as I know, I'll let you know. And we also have, who else have we got there? Another big Lee Kernaghan fan too. We might have some Lee Kernaghan music for you later on. But to take us up to the news, we are going to hear from Becky Cole and Adam Harvey, who are going to join Wayne Horsburgh on the cruise.